Now, I haven't been bitten by a mosquito in a couple months. That cooler weather seems to really tame the...
Knocking them down.
Is it a herd? The cluster?
I don't know. Flock?
The flock.
But well, and things drying up, you know, so there's not as many mud puddles and...
No record rain. It's been a while, couple months since all that's dried up. But out of the Green Valley News, I pulled this clip on plants that you can plant to deter mosquitoes. And Green Valley is a little higher elevation than Phoenix and Tucson. So I was just curious, which one of these plants, or all of them, will they still grow in the lower desert? Lavender and marigolds was the first one on the list.
Lavender makes a pretty good landscape plant here. You can have it year-round in the garden. Yeah.
Citronella?
Yeah, it's, you know, might suffer through the summer. It's a geranium family and, you know, does well in containers through the winter months. Marigolds, you mentioned, do good in spring and the fall.
Now, I know rosemary will do good. We've got one that we can't kill.
Yeah, it's
I can't abuse it enough to make it go away.
Right. No, it does very well here.
Basil and sage?
Basil is touchy to cold. It does well through the warmer months. This time of year, if you need to keep it in a container, you know, maybe where you could protect it. Sage is, you know, do pretty well. Not in the landscape, but you could do them in a container around the. We're talking about not, you know, people get confused. It's not Texas sage. It's not our landscape sage. These are true sages in the salvia family that, you know, the ones you would cook and season with.
And then bee balm and alum?
Bee balm's kind of like a mint. I think it's in that family. Mints also, I think, are pretty good for that. So anything that's kind of minty. And allium is a bulb. It's like an onion. It's in the onion family. And probably onions would, garlic, those types of things would all work as well.
So,
and they will grow here.
They'll grow here, and we plant them now and have them ready through the summer when we get the rains back.
Yeah, the only one on that list that you got to watch this time of year now is basil, you know, probably from it might freeze.
Get freezing.
Yeah.
So if you've got a area around your backyard that you like to sit in the summertime, or you know, make your own little mosquito shield around your patio or landscape, wherever you like to enjoy your time outside.
And a lot of those things that you mentioned, you know, would do well mixed in with pots of flowers or vegetables, you know, in a mixture of, you know, planting. So you can work them right in.
It's funny when people talk about when we talk about mosquitoes, you get people from Louisiana, from Michigan, they all laugh like, you guys don't have mosquitoes here. But, you know, when you get used to living without mosquitoes and you get bitten once all summer long, that's very annoying.
Yeah, it is. And you know, they seem to be well, of course, this year we had lots of summer rain, which just made it even worse. But they seem to be where we have more of them than we used to have. I don't know. Well, the worst thing is when they get in your house, though. That's really the bugger. You know, you're sitting there watching a show or reading a book, and you hear one buzz by your ear. Like, what are you doing in here?
And they're very elusive. So occasionally we get them. There's a couple ideas there for naturally deterring them.
Well, and
them.
In the serious side of that is we do have a pretty fair outbreak of West Nile here, which is transmitted, you know, by mosquito bites. So we want to. Our friend Tim was at Scotty's, has West Nile. He's recovering, but I guess he got pretty sick.
So, oh, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I didn't.
I'm
glad to hear he's recovering.
Because of all of the, you know, news on other illnesses that we seem to have, you know, we're not getting much reporting on West Nile. So it is a serious deal. Take mosquitoes seriously out there.
So. We do have them, and there's a couple ideas for your plant landscape for a little natural deterrent. And, of course, just making sure you don't have any ponding water. It's amazing how quick just a little pool of water in that larva and they're hatching. I mean, they are, interestingly enough, responsible for more deaths than any other insect, animal in the entire world.
I suppose, in the tropical regions of the world, all the different stuff that they carry or spread is, pretty amazing.
So, Well, it's fall, and we've been talking about planting because fall is the best time to plant. You've got a nice long period to let the roots get established before we hit our summer heats that we're so well known for here. And, you know, get out to your local nursery, walk around. If you don't know what to plant, just
got folks find... coming over next week for Thanksgiving, you know, get a couple of pots with some color and nothing will dress up, you know, a little patio or an entryway like a pot of geraniums or something like that.
And we didn't even talk about poinsettias because usually...
you'll start seeing them here this weekend probably. Yeah.
And they used to always be red, but it seems like they've got just about every color in the rainbow now.
They really have. That.
It's like a paint fan deck.
The breeders have gone crazy. So, yeah, there's about any color of decor you have, you can probably find it. And then I've seen some that are actually painted. So you can put glitter on them and all kinds of different wild stuff.
I don't know what it is, but it is one of those things, like, if you don't have a Christmas tree, it doesn't feel like the season. We have to have a poinsettia somewhere.
There you go. Yep. Nothing brighten things up like that big, bright red leaf.
Jay Harper, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
It's Rosie. Always a pleasure.
On the House, 9 o'clock hour's coming up. It's our On the House hour. We talk about something on your home, castle, or cabin. Stay tuned. It's Rosie on the House.